Jess, should we say it was a bit of an entertaining game at the weekend, V Thunder?
Yeah, I've just about recovered now, I think. Definitely a good one, I think, for the crowd, which is always great up in Thunder. You know, they're full of enthusiasm, and it's a difficult place to go and play, and they create a fantastic atmosphere. And it was a true kind of Bath Thunder fixture, if I'm honest. It kind of lived up to the expectations we've come to have of that fixture now. We've obviously played each other a number of times, and in recent seasons, not excluding this season, we're still putting out really tight games. So yes, it seems to be a really good matchup between the two sides.
It read close on Twitter. Was it one of those performances that you can be really proud of?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely proud of what we managed to put out against Thunder, who themselves are kind of right up there with title ambitions for this season. It's a difficult one because we're pretty relentless, aren't we, at Team Bath, as I'm sure most teams are. And it was kind of the performance that we know that we're capable of and that we expect of ourselves every time we step out on court, whether that's in training or in a match. And obviously it doesn't always quite come off. And every coach, every team's been in search of this consistency across the season, and no more so than now, heading into the final stages. So we were really proud of it, but it's important not to get too carried away, because otherwise it's kind of we're lowering our standards of ourselves, really. So yeah, it was a good feeling amongst the group. It was one of real confidence and belief across the 60 minutes, and I think it was just a very well-timed performance and a far more consistent one from us, and no better time to kind of put a game like that together, really. So yeah, I mean, without that we wouldn't have got over the line. I mean, anyone who plays Thunder knows they've got to be in top form, and you cannot spill ball against a team like that, who are renowned for keeping possession of the ball really well. It's very difficult to get turnover off of a Manchester Thunder side, so we didn't really have a choice. We had to be clinical, and it was just really pleasing to see the team be able to do that, understand what their role was, and be able to execute on the day under the conditions that we all know are pretty tight now.
As a coach, are you still keeping an eye on results elsewhere, or now you're in the top four, is it a case of, you know what, it's just our own performances?
Yeah, I mean, it's really important, I think, not to get too distracted by it, but it's also unavoidable. It's right out there. We all know the ramifications of winning or losing, and we've known that for the last, couple of rounds, and it is important to be aware of it, but you can't be paralysed by it. Ultimately, we have to just get our head down, focus on what our strengths are, how that's going to match up against the next opposition team, where we can expose those teams on match day. But yeah, you have to be aware of it, because it's the realities of sport and it's the context of which we're trying to compete within. But we're definitely not a team that are kind of hanging on the phone and looking at every single minute of the opposition matches, because ultimately, we're in a better position than we have been the last couple of years, because we've got points on the board and we're currently sat joint second. And so it very much is destiny in our own hands, whereas I think back to this time last year and we were very reliant on other results going our way in order to even have a chance of making the top four. So I think it's really important to just stay focused on ourselves. But yeah, you have to have the confidence to be aware of what's going on around you, but definitely not to be distracted by it. So yeah, we're trying to keep the team just focused on the task at hand and be present in the moment, whether that's in training or leading into the match day, really. So yeah, we have to focus on us.
Mavs were in the top four, then out just as quick at the weekend, and that's just the way the league's been this season. Mickey said something that it was clear maybe two leagues, mini leagues.
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? Because I think when you look at the league table and you look at the numbers, then obviously it presents in that way, and it looks like the league is almost split into two. But then when you look at the subjective and you look at the results game on game, that's not true, is it? I mean, you only have to look. We've got so many games to draw upon where teams at the bottom are beating teams at the top. Pulse beating Mavericks a few weeks ago. So I just don't think... Yeah, it looks like that, and sometimes I think teams fall foul to having runs where it doesn't quite go their way, and it has a significant impact now in a league as competitive as ours is. But I think, as everybody's already said, it's a fantastic thing for the league. It's great. It's promoting Super League as a more competitive entity. It will hopefully attract and retain the best possible players available. So yeah, I think it's tough. It has ended up that way, but I think that's just because some teams either started the season much better and didn't drop as many points, or have recovered and found some form towards the end of the season. But I don't think the numbers really reflect the calibre of each team in the league, and now more than ever we know that when we head towards a Pulse side that have built some fantastic momentum, and they were always going to do that. You know, in their first year, game on game, they were always going to most probably show the most growth. And so yeah, we know we've got a big task at hand on Saturday.
Everybody on Saturday is starting at 6. You're against Pulse, Lightning and Mavs as well. One thing I need to know, have you changed or have you prepared different colour cards so that you can hold them up to everybody on court so they know who's winning?
No.
You could hold up a purple card or a orange.
No, it's a good idea, but we won't be doing that, because in all honesty, what's the point in focusing on the other games? Those things could change at any point. So we've just got to know what we're doing on court, and stay very focused in the moment. So a very dull answer for you, Andy, but no, my coloured cards will be staying the same for this weekend. Consistency is key, remember.
I hope this one's a bit better. You've been demanding top form from the players, obviously, all season and going into the weekend. You're doing a half marathon as well going into it, so... I haven't seen Anna yet. What's her excuse?
Oh, no. Just to be clear, I'm not running a half marathon in one go.
Because walking it.
I don't think I'd make it in time for the game on Saturday if I attempted doing that. No, it's just... To be honest, it's just a good distraction for myself. I'm pretty intense and quite obsessed with trying to make sure I'm doing everything I can on behalf of the team and getting them in the best place possible. And I think there's a lot to be said to make sure that you also get yourself in a really good place, and paying attention to that as a coach is really important. So it's a good thing for me to distract myself, pull myself away from my multiple notes in my pad, my prep for training, video analysis. So whilst I was having a little plod last night, I thought, you know what, I'm partly inspired by the people running the marathon, but definitely can't achieve that. And what can I do to make sure that I'm in a good physical and mental state? It's as much about that as anything. And yeah, the sun was shining, so why not? But as for Anna, I can't speak on behalf of Anna. I mean, we're both absolutely manic, so it's the distance doesn't sound very much, but it's finding the time. So yeah, Anna obviously has other work that she's trying to complete throughout the week, as well as being head coach of this team prepping for their final match, and we've both got families, and our poor husbands most probably haven't seen us for months now. So yeah, Anna and I will be putting our best foot forward, you have no doubt about that. But yeah, this, unfortunately, I'm going to have to do a few plods on my own this week.
Oh.
But yeah, it'll be a good distraction. It'll be a good distraction.
Finally, I've got to congratulate you on your Netball Show podcast. Great name, as our stats and reviews this week have been through the roof.
Look, I'm not in control of any of that bit. I just get to sit there and chat about the game that I love with people that I think are amazing. So I can't take either any credit or criticism for either the name or anything like that, really. I leave all the important stuff to the people that know what they're doing. But yeah, it's not quite podcast status yet, but we're kind of moving towards that. But look, as like the fantastic job you do, Andy, I think we're all just passionate about trying to make as much noise as we can about the game and showcasing and giving insight for the masses out there into, you know, the people that have made it really special for all of us. So I just feel very fortunate that I can have a good chinwag every week, really, about netball, and hope that at least a couple of people might listen. That's the target.
Who have you had on so far? It was Rachel and Layla, wasn't it?
Yeah, Rachel and Layla were on last week, and I mean, brilliant guests for the opening show. And then we've got a bit of a longer one with Serena this week, because I know it's going to go in multi directions, and we might need a bit longer to cover the topics. But I just think it's important that I think we bring these people to life and make them a bit more household names. And you only get that from having a decent chat with people and realizing that there's a person behind the medals. So yeah, it'll be great to speak to Serena, and hopefully, you know, the fans and the public will really enjoy hearing some other sides to her, as well as her views and opinions on both Super League and also the Suncorp, which obviously kicked off last week.
Just so we're clear for next week, who have you got on next week so we don't book the same guest?
Oh, I can't tell you that. Oh,
come on. Yeah, how long have we known
secret.
Each other?
Hey, listen, when I know, you'll know.